The fuck are you still doing here? Didn't you hear me? I want nothing to do with you. Get out. Why would you care? After everything I've done to you, you expect me to believe that shit? I just tried to rape you. I tried to force you to father a child. For money. What is wrong with you? You're like the sappiest fucking retard who ever lived. Holy shit. You really are a moron. I don't get you. I really don't. You're trying to comfort me. You know what you should do? You should pick up the heaviest thing in this shitty apartment and bash my fucking brains in. That's what you should do. Bash them right in. Why? Because I'm... I'm a fucking monster, you dork. I mean, everyone in this world hate me. And I mean everyone. They all left me alone. My parents, my boyfriends, everyone. And I earned that shit. But you, I never hurt any of them like I hurt you. And yet, you're the only one who won't go away. Why? Why? I just don't understand. Shut up. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. The idea that you could like me. What, do you take me for brain dead? What? Yeah, I know I'm bleeding. I don't really care. No, you don't. You don't have to. I mean, I guess I have some alcohol in the bathroom. But you don't have to. Damn you. Alright, fine, now go. Just turn on the music while you're at it. You don't listen, do you? Ow. That hurts. Be gentle, Jesus. Is it bad? You really wailed on me. To be honest, I thought you were gonna kill me. No, I wasn't scared. I don't know if you noticed, but... Ow. I don't really have much to live for here. Honestly, I wish you'd beaten me like that in high school. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I kinda have a martyr complex or something. It's like deep down I wanna lose, you know? I must sound like a fucking head case, right? Well, thanks for patching me up. I couldn't have chosen a dumber person to break my face. Hey, I just wanted to ask you. Were you serious before? You really like me. I just don't understand you, Dork. Of all the girls you could crush on, you choose the one who just tried to rape you. I mean, let's be honest. The beating you just gave me wasn't half as bad as the ones I laid back on you in high school. Fuck. I even knocked a tooth out once, if I remember. You know, the funny thing is, I think I did all that because, I don't know. Maybe I kinda had a thing for you too. What? I said that earlier? When? Back in the library. That's right. I did say that. Shit, I forgot. But... now that I think about it, I think I asked you for something back there. Back at the library. You said you'd tell me later, so I guess I'll ask again. Do you forgive me? For all the sick shit that I've done. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. I don't I don't deserve you. You're such a good person. And I am such a mess. You want to make love to me? I don't know what to say. Yes, I'd be happy to. See that you're already hard for me. I'm so horny for you. Look how hard I am. Can we just skip the foreplay? I really want to feel you inside me. Nice and slow. Oh, I feel so right. I've waited so long for this. You must be getting close, right?
slowly pulsing through the condom. God, it's like you feel your heartbeat through your cock. Oh, I'm going to. I'm gonna blow. Do it with me. I want us to grab at the same time. Oh, on three. I want you to give it your all. Oh. Come as hard as you can. Are you ready? One. The way you moaned as you were coming. That was hot. And look what you did to that condom. Surprised it didn't burst inside of me. I meant what I said. I love you. I don't want to lose you. I promise. I promise I'll never hurt you again. Just stay here with me. So tired. I don't think I can hang on anymore. Just promise me you'll still be here when I wake up. I love you. You held her in your arms and stroked her hair as she drifted off to sleep. Looking down, you couldn't help but notice the scars on her wrists and forearms. You'd been wrong about her. She was never a bully. She was like you. Just a lost soul who could never fit in. For you, the pain was doled out by others, mostly by her. But for her, the pain was always self-inflicted. You decided to stay with her, and over the years, you got her the help she needed. You cared for her, made love to her, and took her to weekly therapy sessions. In the end, the two of you fell deeply in love and lived a married life together. It wasn't perfect, nor was it without bumps in the road, but you found a happiness with her that you hadn't known before, and there was never, never any regrets.